Coach, what do you think, as of now, the new kickoff rules are going to change, and what are you not going to find out until you do it in the preseason?
Well, you know, we're excited about, one, keeping the play. Because when you really look at it, and everybody always throws the kickoff as the main focus, but it's really the four plays. And so as a special teams coach in this league, you like to see that your job's got a little more security. At least they want you. So when you look at it, we look at it as a combination of kickoff, kickoff return, kickoff must on sides and hand. So you're still looking at the big picture of it being four plays. We were involved as a special teams group with all of the discussions. Our representatives that went to New York did a great job of keeping us focused on what was going on and really the major topics. And I think for the most part, every one of us came out of with the conclusion that, one, we were glad we kept the play. Two, we've all kind of migrated towards this because we had a discussion, I think it was 3 years ago, where it was a big conference call of 32 of us that decided then that, you know, it was going to be something going on. And so we kind of knew that the play was going to evolve into more of an open grass play like we might see. And just from the standpoint of how many it was going to end up being, 8 up, 7 up, were we going to be able to keep the rules of the play somewhat similar to what all of us grew up watching? You know, so we're excited in that respect.
So could you imagine you using the same guy for kickoff returns and punt returns, because kickoff could look more like a punt return?
Well, I don't think it's going to look like that from a catching standpoint. Okay. The space is going to create that, but you're still going to have a ball that's going to be end over end. So a kickoff returner is still going to have value in this league as a guy that can catch that. Now, obviously, you put more value on a punt returner in this league because of the fact that, you know, it's more punts sometimes. But I think it's going to be still about the athleticism of the return guy, and he's still going to be catching an end-over-end ball. So you want to catch the ball going forward and all those technical things. But from the standpoint of just the space, I think that's where most people kind of compare the plays. You know, and we do too as coaches in reality.
In terms of getting multiple big plays from your punt return this year, what kind of juice do you have there in the return candidates?
Well, been extremely excited with all of them. I think the thing that the rule has also thrown into that loop is you better have multiple guys, because you can have three guys back on kickoff now. So you better have six or seven guys that can catch a kickoff to get you through a game. So we've taken everybody that has had a resume, be it college with the rookies or, you know, veterans in this league that we've signed. Any of them that can catch a kick, we've caught it. Same thing with the punt side of it, you know, from that standpoint. So, but I've been pleased with, you know, Jabril being the first guy that we, you know, we identified when we came here, knew something about him, been extremely diligent in learning what to do and how we want things done. And then, you know, the Callaway kid's stepping up. Obviously, he's, you know, is a guy that's going to get a lot of reps, hopefully, in the preseason. And then we've got some other guys that we signed. You know, got a young kickoff return guy that's trying to work in the punt return, a free agent from Tennessee. And, you know, just – but at this point in time, we've even had veterans come up and say, hey, coach, I used to do it. Can I try it? Shoot, we'll work a bunch of guys out there. So, but we're excited, obviously, about having Jabril as a big play threat, and Callaway as a guy that we drafted to, you know, to kind of help us in that area.
Of course, here last year we saw Peppers. What's Callaway's skill set that maybe spills over from his ability as a receiver and shows up on punt return?
Sticking his foot in the ground and running vertical. The things you saw him do at the University of Florida, which was catch the ball, extremely comfortable getting underneath the ball and catching it and being able to stick a foot in the ground and get vertical. We label it as running as if he's a running back. You know, so those are the big plays that you see him being able to make.
Why did, I know it was a few years ago, moving the tee 5 yards more on kickoffs, it seems to me has resulted in more and longer kicks, you know, balls that would sail out of the end zone more than 5 yards, you know, than what in the way it used to be. So why is that?
For more touchbacks, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, obviously because I know it's 5 yards, but it seems to me like Mar just staying completely out of the end zone by way more than 5 yards.
Well, they don't fire you for giving up touchbacks. They fire you for giving up touchdowns.
Right.
So I'll always take the touchback. If you did a statistical, and we've got great people here that have helped us since we've been here just talking ball. If you put a ball 3-4 yards deep in the end zone, the chances of you getting it to the 25 are not that advantageous.
Right, okay.
The chances of a ball landing between the 5-yard line and the goal line, it's still not but a couple of yards different. So I think it still goes back to coaches and what the philosophy is. You know, we've always had the pleasure of working for guys, and Coach Jackson's the same way of you kind of use kickoff to steal possessions. And when you can do that with a kicker that can put balls, place balls, in certain spots, i.e. Phil Dawson last year in Arizona, for me personally, you know, a guy you all know could put a ball pretty much on a dime.
Right.
And Zane's working on that. So, again, the touchback, you're not going to – if you're going to miss a touchback. Don't miss a ball going out of bounds or something like that that's going to give up the field position that you're really trying to gain.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're one of those that would rather – hey, you know, if you can kick it to the goal line, if we could force them to return it, you're...
Well, I think it goes back to the question about the punt return kickoff comparison. If you're, let's say we're punting into the sky area, and a punt return is at the 10-yard line, what you really want to do as a coach, you want to make him have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're going to make a bad decision. You really want to try to put it a little bit over his head.
Yeah.
To make a decision and field the ball inside the 5 so you get those opportunities for your defense. So the same thing is on the kickoff. It'll all kind of work itself out based on how the configurations of the 3 men in the back end are now on kickoff as we go through it. So putting the ball slightly 2 yards in the end zone and a guy wants to bring it out, you know, because we love those guys who want to bring it out from 8 or 9 yards deep.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're chewing grass like they're trying to get grass. So those are the things that I think you're going to see a little bit more excitement of the play is guys trying to do that with their kickers like we would do with our punters in the sky area.
Do you expect Colquitt to be ready during the training camp? And is it his job, or is this a real competition between him and Bo?
Well, it's a real competition. That's the only way I can answer that question from that, because – Coach will handle the injury situations. All things are positive from Britton, as far as we are today. But the biggest thing is it is a competition. You know, it's always going to be a competition, you know, with the way the philosophy is of the organization in terms of, you know, you like it to be a competition in every position. You know, and we have the luxury of having 2 punters right now, so that's, you know, what we're looking forward to. A little bit of a setback, obviously, with Britton in terms of that. But, again, I don't get into the injury situations. That's not a doctor in that respect, or that's coaches and Mr. Dorsey's job. But I will say that, you know, we're going to chart them and we're going to keep a running total, even though, you know, right now it's just 1 punter working.
Will it just be 1 kicker? And what have you seen out of Zane?
I've seen improvement from Zane. I'd like to say the positive first. I've seen a lot of improvement from Zane. We've worked a lot on his kickoffs, which was another area that identified when we got here in terms of doing what we talked about with the placement of the ball. The biggest thing for us with Zane is, you know, he's a second-year player, and every second-year player in this league knows he has to improve from his first year. And he's got a willingness to work. He's got an extremely strong leg. He's got a good technical mind. You know, you're still talking about a kid that basically self-taught. So his learning curve is still growing. One of the things I ask them to do is keep a journal. All of them keep a journal. We can come back and critique that, keep their own times and all those things so they help monitor themselves. But been real pleased with Zane. And, you know, there's always that thing, talked about competition with the punter. Really, the way you coach these guys, and it's the same probably at every position, you're competing against yourself. If I'm competing against another guy, then I'm worried about the wrong guy. I need to be worried about myself. And that's kind of what you try to get the mindset of. And I've gone both ways. I've had two guys multiple spots and signed somebody else, you know. So it's kind of one of those deals. But bottom line is they got to compete with that man in the glass every day that they look at.
There's a lot of guys on this team now that were played a lot under the Chris Tabor system. How different is your system than Chris's, and how easy is it for them to
transition?
Yeah, transition into your style. Yeah.
Well, the one good thing is Chris was a good football coach and a good friend. And there's only four to a side on punt, so all you got to do is count to four, maybe every nine and five. So that's simplicity of the counting system. What we do procedurally is a little bit of variation. Always there's a technique or something, but for the most part, we inherited a group that at least had a good experience of a base concept of things, and it's just a matter of putting our own spin on stuff. But, you know, we're all 32, got our own unique way of doing things. And from the standpoint of us, I think just identifying the things we felt like from our past that we knew we needed to improve on based off of what we saw on tape, you know, because I'm being judged somewhere else and all that stuff too. So that's all part of it, as we know. But I think for the most part, the systems are kind of unilaterally like they are in offense and defense. You know, there's two ways to do offense, two ways to do defense, 3-4-4-3. But everybody's got to be multiple. So I'm kind of excited about the fact that there was a foundation left here, you know, of good, sound mechanics in football in terms of, you know, just the NFL schematics of it.
Special teams here incurred a lot of penalties on returns the last couple, 3 years. Did you notice that in your study of especially the guys returning and so forth? Is that a priority to figure out ways to eliminate most of those penalties?
First of all, that's one of our first goals, is to be one of the least penalized teams in the league. We had an opportunity to do that at the last two places I've been because we put a high premium on not giving up field position through a penalty. Pre-snap penalties and stuff like that included in that, and jumping off sides on fourth and five or less. But it's always goes back to technique. You're going to see a lot of this with the kickoff return. You know, you're going to see people in some trail position on kickoff return that's never been really an emphasis on kickoff return, because most of the time it's going back at them. But we don't allow jersey pulling in practice. We don't allow, you know, horse collaring block type techniques. So I think it's what you allow to happen if you don't correct it immediately. That's been my deal through the years, is, you know, we know going in what we better not do in practice, and don't put it on tape in practice, because if it happens in practice, you're going to see it in a game. And trying to put them in competitive situations in practice where you see that guy that's trying to get the advantage, and he's really not getting an advantage, he's giving you a disadvantage. So, yeah, penalties are – we're not wanting to be a penalized team. It's just not good for the team football, because you're talking about 40-plus yards every time, and a penalty negates that. Same thing on the kickoff return. Now you're going to see what's the spacing on those two men coming in together in the back end, because you can't cluster anymore. So, but yeah, we always are going to preach no penalties.
What's Josh Coot been like for you?
Oh, geez, he's a legend. The biggest thing is for me, and it's been great for me and Sam, because Sam's coached enough in college, you know, now to be an experienced coach, just his enthusiasm. You know, he invented a drill for us this spring, and I don't know whether I was more excited about it or he was, because we call it the Cribs drill, you know, and it was a tackling drill. It wasn't even a return drill. So, but he's done a great job. He's come to work every day with some enthusiasm, just like he did when he played, and just really excited about his growth and progress just to this point, and look forward to, you know, I think he's got a great future in it. I really do. And he wants to do it. And his wife probably wanted to get him out of the house anyway.